This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration is holding a large Independence Day celebration and fireworks display in Washington, despite the city's concerns about the coronavirus. Streets were blocked off around the White House, Lincoln Memorial, and Black Lives Matter Plaza. A number of protests for racial equality and police reform were held Saturday afternoon. President Trump is hosting a special event for first responders, health care, military, and the police, and others on the front lines of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of spectators are expected late Saturday to watch fireworks on the National Mall. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said plans for the July 4th celebration include the firing of 10,000 fireworks in what he called the largest in recent memory. The World Health Organization said Saturday it was discontinuing its trials of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and combination HIV drugs in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality. We get more in a report from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Saturday's setback came as the WHO reported more than 200,000 new cases globally of the disease for the first time in a single day. But the WHO on Saturday said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are used for non-hospitalized patients or as a prophylaxis. Last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration revoked its emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, which President Donald Trump in March touted as a possible game changer to treat COVID-19. Another branch of the WHO-led trial is looking at the potential effect of Gilead's antiviral drug remdesivir on COVID-19.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has plans to create what he called a Garden of Heroes. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
President Trump's proposed garden would pay tribute to more than 30 Americans, from founding fathers and presidents, including George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln, to civil rights and social activists like Martin Luther King Jr., Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, and Harriet Tubman, as well as explorers and aviation pioneers, generals, Billy Graham, and the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Absent are any Native American, Hispanic, or Asian Americans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pubs, restaurants, and hairdressers reopened in England for the first time in 3 months Saturday on what the media called the Super Saturday of restrictions being eased. We get more from Reuters' Soria Ali.
Pubs were allowed to start serving from 6 a.m., sparking worries of overindulgence. The Holland Tringham pub in South London, part of the J.D. Weatherspoon chain, opened at 8 a.m. and was about three quarters full by 11:20 a.m. And pub goers like 56-year-old Jim Martin were delighted.
Beautiful, just to get back and have a pint. Come out because I hardly see him. You know what I mean? So meet up with the friends and whatever.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing regulations as the risk of a resurgence remains. Mindful of an economy that has been hit due to the lockdown, he also stressed the importance of supporting businesses.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. At least five people were killed and more than eight others wounded when a government security checkpoint was bombed in Baidoa, Somalia's administrative capital of Southwest State, on Saturday. Officials in Baidoa told VOA Somali that the blast apparently came from a remote-controlled landmine planted at a government tax collection point in the southern part of the town. Meanwhile, in the Somali capital Mogadishu, a suicide bomber driving a vehicle blew himself up in front of the government revenue headquarters, injuring seven people, including security guards. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack, but the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for such incidents in Somalia in the past. Heavy rain in southern Japan has triggered flooding and mudslides, leaving more than a dozen people presumed dead, about 10 missing, and dozens stranded on rooftops waiting to be rescued. Following pounding rains overnight, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says about 10,000 troops are being mobilized to help. Reporting by remote, I'm David Lloyd.